This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to help you start your Tuesday morning the best way possible by taking time with God. You know, your time with God, it is the thing that I keep coming back to with you every single morning. It is the foundation of your spiritual life. You must take time with God in your life. It's not enough just to have this little time with me on the radio. That's a great beginning, but you need to take personal time, just you and the Lord, each day of your life. The more you make that a priority in your life, the more you will find your life coming together as your relationship with God grows through your time spent with Him. We're looking this week at what God is wanting to do in your spiritual life to make you more like Jesus Christ. We are looking at one passage all week. Let me read it to you again today. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. Paul writes, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom God foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom He predestined, these He also called. And whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified." Well, I want to just look at that second verse with you today. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. You know what this passage is saying to us? God is saying to us that He is actively pursuing transformation in your spiritual life. God is working in you to make you more and more like Jesus. Do you remember that in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, it tells us that God designed mankind in His image? But that image of God, the beauty of the way we were made, was severely damaged in the first man and woman when they disobeyed God, and we have inherited that damage. That's why relationships don't always work very well. That's why there's so many problems and struggles in life. But what God is telling to us here is that He is working in your life to restore in you the image of His Son. As we saw yesterday, God will use all things, every circumstance you face in life, to accomplish this inner transformation. And if you embrace what God is trying to do in your life, then you will grow spiritually by leaps and bounds. That inner growth will overflow in the way that you live. But if you resist what God is trying to do in your life, then so often God has to resort to more and more drastic means to get your attention and turn your heart back to what really matters. If you resist what God is trying to do in your life, your spiritual growth will be stunted. So many of what God has to teach us are painful lessons. But if you really want to grow, you must learn to respond to God in all things. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.